USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After at least 10 suspicious packages containing apparent pipe bombs are mailed to some high-profile Democrats as well as CNN, the nation's top law enforcement official says,
across the administration, we condemn the actions that led to these activities in the strongest possible terms and are determined to make sure that we get to the bottom of it and justice is done.
That's Attorney General Jeff Sessions speaking this morning. Reports are two packages were found that were addressed to former Vice President Joe Biden in Delaware today. And another report says a suspected device sent to former CIA Chief John Brennan contained a parody image of an ISIS flag. Megyn Kelly's reportedly leaving NBC after backlash over remarks she makes defending blackface. And this is USA Radio News.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Saudi Arabia's public prosecutor has for the first time said publicly that journalist Jamal Khashoggi's murder early this month was premeditated. The evidence for it coming from a joint Saudi-Turkish task force that continues to investigate the death of that Saudi dissident. Saudi Arabia had initially denied all knowledge of the writer's whereabouts after he went missing. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman saying yesterday of the case,
"It is a heinous crime that cannot be justified."
The prince there speaking through an interpreter, Khashoggi's body has not yet been found. The focus ahead of Monday's 6th anniversary of Superstorm Sandy in the Northeast is on better storm preparations and resiliency. In Manhattan, officials are joining advocates at a news conference later today to discuss details. Monday would be that 6th anniversary of the superstorm that damaged the Northeast so badly. And this is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
California officials are warning that flooding could follow this year's wildfire season, with the wet season in Southern California causing areas hit hard by the wildfires to be especially prone to flooding. Authorities say people who live near foothills and downslope neighborhoods will be the most at risk when there are orders to evacuate, and they will need to heed those orders to get out. About a year ago, a mudslide in Santa Barbara County killed 23 people after the massive Thomas Fire that was actually still burning when a storm then pounded that area. There are reports that Megyn Kelly's NBC morning show will be ending soon. Reports are that there is no end date, but that Kelly is discussing with NBC News executives a possible new role at the network. Kelly's show has not drawn the ratings that executives were hoping for when they signed her away from Fox for an estimated $69 billion. And this week she had to apologize after making some controversial remarks about blackface, in which she suggested that there was nothing racist about blackface. She has since apologized, but the ratings have only taken another hit. And the Red Sox are halfway to a World Series championship, beating the Dodgers 4-2 in Game 2 at Fenway Park last night. The series now moves to Los Angeles for Game 3 on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.